Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi there. Welcome to Pure Skin Talk. My name is Devin MacArthur. I am a licensed esthetician and certified makeup artist. This podcast is for anyone who wants to learn more about skin and how to take care of it. From acne to anti-aging, I am covering it all and making it easy to understand. Follow me on Instagram at PureSkinOC. Hey everyone, how are you doing? So we are about 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving, and I can't believe it. I know this has been a crappy year for most of us, but I do feel like it's kind of gone by fast. And, you know, we got Thanksgiving and then Christmas, and then that's it, you guys. And then we get into 2021, and I'm really hoping that it's going to be better. I'm going to think positive and just assume that life will get better because it has to, right? I mean, can we just go up from here? Okay, so follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. Don't forget Black Friday, Thanksgiving specials. I do that every year. So definitely make sure that you're following me, or you can sign up for my email, which is available when you go to my website, PureSkinOC. You can sign up for the newsletter so that you get all the specials. And then, of course, my podcast. If you could send just one friend a little note about my podcast, somebody that might be interested in some skincare tips, I would really appreciate it. And then also 5-star reviews obviously really help build the podcast, so I would appreciate that as well. It's really easy. If you just go to iTunes, if you go to my podcast and you just scroll down to the bottom, it'll say write a review, and you write a review. So really easy to do. And I appreciate the effort more than you'll know, because it just helps my little small business so much. Okay, so I also want to talk to you guys about a service that I just got done on Sunday recently. I did some microblading, and I have only let one person since I was 19. I'm 42 now. So I was 19 years old. Only one person has touched my brows because I am super picky about them. And besides myself, obviously I touch my brows and touch them up and wax and tweeze and all that. But other than that, there's only been one other person. But the girl who rents a room where I work, she rents my room part-time. I have been watching her work, and I had somebody else who does microblading and had her check her out first, and she thinks she's really great, and I just have been watching, and I just think she's really great, and so I decided to trust her and just go for it, and I am beyond thrilled. They're still healing. They're super dark. I do feel a little like Groucho Marx right now, but they will fade. And they will look more normal once they heal up. But I love them. The shape is, you know, perfect, and I'm super excited about them. And I am just really thrilled. So if you are local, I definitely recommend going. She is at Breezy's Brows. You can find her on my Instagram. I just posted a picture and tagged her in it. And then also on my website, PureSkinOC.com, there is a section that I created for her. So you can see some of her before and after. But if you want to reach out to her, then you can contact her that way. I really do. Hopefully you guys know by now that I don't recommend people lightly. So if I do, I truly believe in what they're doing and how they're doing their services. And I think she is absolutely amazing. She's really sweet too, which is nice, because when you're getting a service done that takes a little bit longer, you want to enjoy the person that you're with. So she's really sweet. So check that out, Breezy's Brows on Instagram, or you can just go to my website, PureSkinOC. And while you're there, you can also check out my online store and all the services I offer too. And then just in case, follow me on social media at PierceSkinOC. I know I already talked about it, but there it is again. Okay, so let's get started today on our new topic, new podcast episode on anal bleaching. So anal bleaching is definitely not something I ever thought I would be talking about, and nor would I think I was going to do a podcast episode about it, but it really has been a hot topic among estheticians for a while now, and I'm always curious to learn more about, you know, what we can offer, and even if I know I will never offer it, this falls under that category, but I just think it's interesting, you know, the more you know, I mean, just, it's good to have the knowledge. So I don't believe I've ever had a client ask me about this service, but it does seem to be pretty popular. I guess anytime one of the Kardashians do something, people want to know more. And apparently Kourtney got this done at some point. I don't know. I don't watch the show. That's what I had read. People start talking about it, inquiring, and, you know, if they should do it and all that. I do know it's popular in the porn industry, so I'm sure they've been doing it for years. Anyways, this can be done at home, but really should be done by a professional. And that's if you decide if it's worth it for you. Doing it yourself at home can be problematic. It's not an easy area to reach and look at unless, you know, you're an acrobat or something. I guess you could ask a friend or a significant other to do it. But again, if you're going down this road, you're safest with a professional. I know that doctors offer laser bleaching. I don't know if that's a good way to go either, because lasers, you know, produce heat. So I don't know if that can leave scarring or the area darker. I don't know. So I would definitely look into that if you're going to, you know, spend that money and go down that road. And I also not sure if it's permanent. Laser is supposed to be, so I would imagine that it is. But I would think with just being the area that you're bleaching or lasering, it could be prone to just get dark again. I don't know. So let's talk about professional option of going to an esthetician for this service. A professional can access that area much easier than you for obvious reasons. And hopefully they've been trained to do so. This isn't something that I would imagine people are just buying and picking up and hoping everything works out. It's a sensitive area, so you really want to make sure the person doing it knows what they're doing. Another reason why you don't want to just do it at home. Prices vary. I looked around in my area, and the least expensive I found was $65 a session, and the most expensive was $999 for 3 sessions. That's a huge gap in prices. So I'm Orange County, California. I don't know what it would be like in, you know, Idaho or something. So, or even New York might be more expensive. Who knows? So obviously do some research. Professionals use professional products, so the results are quicker than do-it-yourself products. And it lasts around 6 months. So it's a temporary service. So it's definitely something that you have to keep getting done if you are happy with the results. But here are some things to think about. It's a sensitive area, as I said, and the skin can get irritated pretty easily, especially because it's an area that your body uses. So, you know, when you go to the bathroom, it might hurt to go to the bathroom. So that's something you want to think about. You also can't have sex for 3 to 5 days, but you can resume if the area is fully healed. If it's not, then you got to wait longer. And then because heat and friction can irritate the skin and cause hyperpigmentation, you need to proceed. It's important to proceed with caution on the following things: laser hair removal, waxing, exercise, hot yoga, hot tubs, taking a bath, you know, friction. So even sometimes wearing, you know, like a thong or G-string, whatever you want to call them, that friction can cause a problem. So, you know, there's a lot of things to think about if this is a road you want to go down. And again, it's temporary. So whatever you experience once, you might experience all the same issues, you know, in 6 months when you have to do it again. Maybe you'll get used to it. Maybe it won't bother you, or maybe you'll find you don't want to do it. But there are definitely things you want to think about when considering anal bleaching. So that's all the information I have for you guys. I hope that helps you make a decision on whether you want to get it done or not. As an esthetician, if you're thinking about offering it, just from what I've seen, there's a lot of curiosity around it. Maybe not in my clientele, which I'm totally fine with, but maybe they are interested, but they know I don't offer it, and so they're not going to come to me for it, which is fine. I don't know, but I do know a lot of estheticians that are offering this and do well with it. I'm sure it could be part of, you know, a Brazilian wax in some form. I mean, maybe not the same day, but anyways, so that is anal bleaching, and I don't know. I don't have anything else to say about it. I just, it sounds painful. I mean, it sounds painful. Definitely not something I'm interested in doing. All right, guys. So follow me on social media at PierceSkinOC. Visit my website, PierceSkinOC.com. And don't forget to look out for Black Friday, Thanksgiving specials. And we'll talk soon. Thank you. Bye.